That's our RN News. I'm John Scott. The FBI searching the Maryland home and Washington office of President Trump's ex-national security advisor.
John Bolton served as national security officer for 17 months in the first Trump administration. A person familiar with the situation says Bolton was not detained and has not been charged with any crimes, adding the searches are part of an investigation into the handling of classified information.
Correspondent Mike Kempen with that report. Authorities say an apparent accident involving exposure to gas at a dairy in Colorado has killed six people. First responders found the bodies in a confined space at Prospect Valley Dairy on Wednesday. The dairy, located about 35 miles northeast of Denver, no names have been released. As Hurricane Aaron moves out to sea, forecasters are keeping watch on three other areas of disturbed weather in the Atlantic Ocean, including one that could become Tropical Storm Ferdinand over the next few days. Fortunately, none of the systems appear likely to directly affect the United States. Former California Congressman John Campbell says Democrats are getting quite creative as they seek to redraw the congressional voting map. Bob Agnew with a report.
As a former California lawmaker, Campbell is taking a keen interest in the issue.
I have looked at the districts.
He says the most creative change involves a voting district held by a Republican near the California-Oregon border.
That is very red country. That is conservative country.
The new map would stretch a slim finger from that district hundreds of miles south into San Francisco.
You take some of those Democrats from the Bay Area and run them up in there in order to dilute the Republican control of that district.
Congressman Campbell was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
This is SRN News. Two men have been arrested over an attack on a church.
Ethan Lamb and Chad Kruger are accused of vandalizing and setting fire to McKinney Chapel Free Will Baptist Church south of Marion, Illinois in July, causing more than $300,000 in damage. On Facebook, church leaders wrote, quote, God has got us covered and is seeing us through. We will eventually be back in the sanctuary, but it will be a while. Attacks on churches of all kinds in the U.S. have been on the rise recently. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration following through on its threat to withhold federal funds from public schools that promote transgenderism. The Education Department placing several Virginia school systems on high-risk status. The schools in Fairfax, Arlington, Alexandria, Prince William, and Loudoun counties have all announced that they will not modify any of their policies, including those that allow boys to use girls' restrooms and locker rooms. This is SRN News. Alaska medical professionals who provide sex change operations for children could risk disciplinary action under a proposal set for review by the state medical board. The proposal would deem any professional who uses hormonal and surgical treatments for minors as being grossly negligent and subject to sanctions by the board. Pro football officials not taking any more chances.
The NFL increasing security at its offices following that shooting last month by a gunman who reportedly was targeting league headquarters in a Manhattan high-rise. Now, the league previously recommended enhanced security measures at both team and league facilities. They'll be reviewed at a special meeting next week. NFL employees are back in the office after working remotely in the weeks following the shooting that killed four people and wounded one league employee. Jason Walker reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.